Yo, it's Mr. Lover Lover, and I'm here with Barbecue Bob. Let him know that that jerk sauce is off the chain. You dig that? Yeah, that steak is off the chain. Yeah, and I don't even eat meat, but I'm eating it today. Because that what? That sauce is crazy.
This show is off the chain today. We are running a little wild. We've been all over the state and all over the city checking out great stuff. We've had our friend Tim Sobey in. He brought in some of this Uncle Bob's Smoky Mountain premium all-purpose sauce. And one of our buddies is in the studio with us right now. He said, this stuff's so good, you pour it on a bumper, you'd eat the bumper. So I tell you what, this is it's been a great show. We're live in downtown Grand Rapids. I'm looking out the window. I got bluebird skies, and we're going to be pushing 60 degrees. It's a great day to get out on your back deck, in your backyard, fire up that grill, watch a little March Madness. It can't get any better than that. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. And good morning to everybody out there. And top of the morning to Billy Quinn. Welcome to the studio.
Ah, thanks. Thank you.
Quinn and Tui's, legendary Irish pub. My bride Maureen and I go there several times a year, but we don't miss it on St. Paddy's Day.
And we look forward to you, you know, but usually you don't get there till about 7 a.m. and we're waiting for you.
That's good. Well, we're going to work the Ultimate Sports Show this weekend, and I don't know if I can talk Jop into going down there with us or not, but we'll definitely be there afterwards. So Maureen's listening. She already knows all this. She's probably already picking out her outfit.
Oh, you have to stop by and have a pint or two. I mean, you know, it's right on the way home. So you can't miss it. But Billy, tell us what's going on at the pub this week. This is like your old homecoming week, I'm sure, that you've got a week-long celebration culminating on Saturday with the holy holiday.
Oh, that's true, actually. And we started a week ago. We started with a family day, which, contrary to everybody's belief, Irish is just not about drinking.
Right.
And we had a fabulous time. We had fiddle players from the ages of 5 to 17 or 15. There were 17 of them. Never missed a note that I could hear. And I have pretty good ears. And I think one of your brewers said they had a child in that.
Right. I think Heather said her daughter was there.
Right.
Or Barry's.
It was fabulous. But that was a kickoff to our St. Paddy's celebration. And locally, everybody calls this today St. Patrick's Day, so people will be out practicing tonight for next week. And then next week is the big day, and, you know, it's just going to be nuts because St. Patrick's is on a Saturday this year, same day
as
the parade.
It's always a zoo when it's on Saturday.
Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. It really is. I mean, it's fun, but it's crazy.
Are you doing a parade, did you say?
Yeah, the Ancient Order of Hibernians are doing a parade downtown Grand Rapids. Unfortunately, we used to run right in front of your building here.
Last year we did,
but we had a little problems with the, you know, downtown merchants or something. They didn't want it, so we moved, and we're coming down Ottawa to Fountain to Division of Library, and then we're ending at Veterans Park.
That is crazy. Fantastic. If you're on Monroe Center, why would you not want a parade?
Well, who knows? But
I'd hate to have thousands of people.
Cool. Yeah, I don't want 10,000 people bothering my business.
Yeah. And I might have to open up.
It's at 11 a.m. too. You know, the parade starts at 11. Yeah. I don't know. That's not up to me, but I don't get it.
Politics.
Yeah, something.
Well, so who do you have in coming in for musical acts? If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on Cumulus Broadcast System, and we are right now talking with Billy Quinn, who's the owner, proprietor, and a good friend, owner of Quinn and Tui's. The exact address, I don't even know, but I can find it. My car finds the place.
It's 1535 Plainfield.
1535. It's just north of Leonard on the west side of Plainfield.
Yeah. It's where Lafayette Street dead ends into Plainfield. That's the easy way.
Okay.
Between Leonard and Ann.
In a traditional, this is not, we're going to serve green beer, and
no.
we do this 1 week a year. I'm sure you have it. I hope you don't, actually.
I don't think you did.
Yeah.
We don't serve green beer, so if you like green beer,
we're not the place. Right, yep, go somewhere else. And that's kind of phony Irish anyway, in my opinion.
That's for McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly, Shamrock Shakes.
So are we going to be doing any dinners throughout the week, or what kind of Irish fare are you going to have?
On Saturday itself, we'll have... you know, we'll have corned beef, roast beef. Corned beef is kind of Americanized, mostly in Ireland, a lot of roast beef. And, you know, with the cabbage, and the big thing is bacon and cabbage and potatoes. But we will have food, you know, all day. into the early evening, and then we'll have to close it down because some people actually want to try some Guinness and Jameson and Tully and
yes, you know what,
like Bob.
I've tugged on your Tully once in a while. I like the Americanized menu. The corned beef and cabbage?
Yeah, I love it.
I don't care where it comes from. That's just a great meal.
Nope. Yeah. I agree with you. I just had it Thursday. No meat yesterday, me being the good Catholic kid that I am.
Okay.
No meat on Friday.
Well, so you've got six musical acts?
Yeah, we start off, like I say, we have the parade. Right after the parade, we'll have the Conklin Cayley Band. It's a tradition, just yes. like Quinn and Tui's. They start yep. every year. They're the first band. They only play for like an hour. And then they'll get their wits about them. And then we have a fabulous local family band, Chris Gibbons and his family. He's a local attorney.
Were they here last year, too?
Yeah.
They really are
brilliant.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah, that's called the Five Leaf Clover.
Okay.
Yeah. And then after that, I'm really excited because we have a band called the Lucky Charms that started in our bar. And a few years back, they moved. There was an attorney who moved out to Boston. Another fellow was like a golfer, and he moved down to North Carolina. And then Chris Gibbons, who's an attorney. Anyways, they're having a reunion show that day at our bar.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. And then Conklin Cayley Band will do a two-hour full set after that. Then after that, we have a local band called the Billies, and then we end out the night with the Waxies, who are absolutely brilliant.
Yes.
If you want to get up on tables and chairs and dance, that's
well,
who it is.
Well, the Waxies have been there several years in a row now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. They're our traditional closing act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
what a fantastic lineup, man. That's great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
No word from Craig Wisely.
They're done.
Yeah, that's too bad.
Done. Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's a shame. They were a great band. Yep.
Yeah.
They parted ways, and a couple of the girls from the band are playing and other bands, but
that was some chemistry right there.
They were fabulous. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We miss them. We do definitely miss them.
Okay, if you're listening, Craig Wisely, folks, you know, time for a reunion tour. it's the Matchmaker Show on Cumulus.
Right.
Well, thanks a lot, Billy, for coming down here. It's always
no problem.
Good to see you, and make sure you know when I save me a parking spot.
Well, we definitely will try.
Yeah, right.
But we'll set you guys
who?
Up with
nope.
your...
Yeah. No, Billy's not here.
We'll set you guys up
calls.
With some beer for sure. And and I got to tell you what, I feel fortunate to be in your studio this morning because those kids from that new brewing
Harmony
company...
Harmony Brewing. Isn't that tasty?
Ladies and gentlemen, they got a fabulous stout.
Isn't that tasty?
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. We might have to put that in the bar. You know?
Hats off to those kids.
Yeah,
yep. Very good. I got a feeling they'll be selling it as fast as they can brew it.
I think so.
And I think we need a Quinn and Tui's brewery right next to, you could call it Quinn and Tui and Pub or something.
Bill and Bob's Brewery.
There you go.
Jop, you'll be the official sampler.
That's right. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah, there's some things I'm skilled at.
I don't think Billy and Bob is a great way to go to market.
Well,
we got some
for now, that was...
All righty then. But all right, Billy. Well, thanks so much for your time. We enjoyed having you in the studio, and we'll certainly darken your door next weekend and come bend an elbow with you. We're looking forward to it.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me, and see you next week. See Patty's at Quinn and Tui's.
Excellent.
Fantastic.
All right, that's the legendary Quinn and Tui's, and of course, the big man of the business, and his partner Rick, a gentleman of just a fine fellow too. We don't want to forget Rick out there. He's probably out there cleaning the place right now.
He must have promised you two drinks to say that because yeah, he's good. He's a good partner.
Yeah,
27 years together.
Yeah,
fabulous.
Yeah,
thanks.
He's a prince.
Yep.
Coming up next, we're going to jet out and talk to our cowboy, Rob Russell, down in Kansas City. He and Bob are going to tell us all the wonderful little gadgets that they found and new equipment at the Hearth, Patio, and Barbecue Association. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
I am a guy, and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.